Lauderdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Back to more with comedian John Roy, who's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
Kurt and I are big Cub fans, so we have to ask you, what's your story about breaking into Wrigley Field?
Well, I've been trying to drink less, but, you know, I still remember some of the bravery that I could, you know, I don't miss being, you know, apologizing to my friends every 2 months, but I do miss, you know, the bravery. Like, sometimes you just accomplish things drunk that you just couldn't have accomplished sober because they're too stupid, but alcohol smashes through the stupid barrier and you get things done. And I think if you had to do a highlight video, like 30 for 30 of my career as a drunk, we got one of my friends into Wrigley Field in the middle of the night when it was closed. We had been drinking at a bar called the Green Mill, and we closed that bar. Well, we didn't. The bar was still open. Other people were allowed to drink there, but we had been given a reverse invitation. So we went up to Wrigleyville, and, you know, a lot of people, they hear the story, and they immediately go, well, that's ridiculous. You couldn't have got anyone into Wrigley Field, because the walls are 30 feet high of stone, and then there's another 20 feet of chain link fence around that, and the whole park is chained up, and all that is true. But what you could do is turn over a city wastebasket and stand three guys on each other's shoulders while a fourth guy climbed up the three of us to grab onto the chain link, then he scurries into the stadium, at which point we just stood there for a half hour because we couldn't move the getaway. And we didn't know what he was doing in there, so we just stood there for 30 minutes like a drunk totem pole until finally my buddy climbs over the top of the fence, climbs down the three of our bodies, lands on the sidewalk, ID in his hand, proving once and for all that cops will let white people do anything. Anything. We stood there for a half hour of solid, uninterrupted lawbreaking in front of the biggest building in the city, and nobody did anything. The bars were still open. People were walking by the entire time. We could have had White Sox hats and bombs in our hands. Nobody cared. There's no good reason to stand three guys on each other's shoulders.
No.
No one's ever like, they're on each other's shoulders to distribute the vaccine. We only got away with it because we were white. If a black guy in Chicago got on a black guy's shoulders, that'd be a call to the FBI right there. It's like, what are they doing? Don't let us form the robot.
It's true. Yeah. It's undeniable.
Oh, my gosh. How are there not security cameras or something?
Oh, Murphy.
Because everybody probably closed the bar, too, so even the guy looking at the security screen is as drunk as we are. Oh, let me get the IV. I got to sleep this off.
And for the record, this was before all the winning started, so there was no celebrations going on.
Yeah, this was nobody. Like, they're like, are they still playing in there? Well, that's good. The kids can see a baseball game.
That's great. John Roy! That's a fantastic story, John. John's at the Funny Bone, 270-2100, funnybonedm.com. I know you got a podcast. You want to tell everybody about that, too, John?
I got a podcast called Don't Ever Change. We interview comedians about what they were like in high school. We've had TJ Miller on there from Deadpool. We got Kumail Nanjiani from The Big Sick. We've had both creators of Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon. We've had a lot of great guests, and they just talk about what they were like when they were 16. And it's a lot of fun. It's called Don't Ever Change, and you can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
Awesome. Good. John Roy, Funny Bone all weekend. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.